الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي عمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
قال لك في كتاب المجيد والفرقان الحميد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ادعوني استجب لكم. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
الله سبحانه وتعالى in his book has commanded to us, ادعوني استجب لكم. Oh, the people, call me and I will respond. Ask me your desires, your wishes, your du'as, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to you and He will accept your du'a, or He will reward you, or He will provide you whatever you need. Especially this month. This month is month of du'a, the month of rahmah, the month of maghfirah, the month of tawbah. And maghfirah and tawbah we can see through du'as. This month is the month of Qur'an. Qur'an was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
In the night of Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree. And that night is a great night, and that is in this month. So Quran is word of Allah that was sent from Allah to the people. As well as this month is month of Quran, likewise this month is month of dua. So Quran is word of Allah from Allah to the people, and dua is the word of people from people to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And during this month, there is a lot of exchange. Exchange of good commodities, exchange of good things, exchange of good du'as, exchange of good charity. So in Dua Kumail, you read, O Allah, forgive those of my sins who are not giving permission that my dua should reach to you. We are doing dua, but our sins are making barriers, and that dua is not going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But during this month, all barriers have been removed. So Allah is quite kind and merciful during this month. All gates of paradise are open, all gates of hellfire are closed. Shayateen, Iblis have been chained and prisoned. He is waiting. How many of my servants they will call me, and how many times they will call me, and how much time they would like to spend with me, and how much time even during this month they prefer to spend during their sleep, or with their family members, or with their laziness, or with their worldly efforts and jobs and works. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. So during this month, as everything is waiting for us, we should prove ourselves eligible for those for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for. A little bit, the dua of every night, every day we read, Allahumma rabba shahr Ramadan, O Allah, for the sake of month of Ramadan. And why for the sake of month of Ramadan? One of the importance and greatness of this month is, Alladhi anzalta fihi al-Qur'an, because you have revealed, you have given Qur'an in this month, وَافْتَرَسْتَ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِكَ فِيهِ السَّيَامِ, and you also made obligatory fasting during this month. This is the, in other importance and greatness of this month. Maybe we are thinking, maybe sometime when we are really very thirsty and hungry, at that time maybe we are saying, why fasting? Why 1 month we have to fast? Why fasting is in this long days in during the summer? And I have heard in Norway someone has said the duration of fasting is also fixed. Quran says start your fast from dawn to dusk, and when darkness in the morning that goes and the whiteness comes, that time you have to start, and وَأَتِمُ السِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ, and up to night you have to carry on your fast. So this is the wording of Quran. But now, and you know the people, how they are strong in their rumors, in their propagation. They are saying, Ayatollah Sistani has given fatwa, in Norway the people can keep their fast only for 18 hours. After 18 hours they can break. So a mujtahid cannot go against the Quran. And that is very clear, commandment of Quran about the time he went to start and when to finish. But here in this dua, one of the greatness of this month is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us Quran. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the fasting obligatory for us during this month. So when the fast are in particular month, that month is great due to the obligation of fasting. So this is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be thankful. Rather, we should think why fasting is wajib for us. Salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. And the third importance of this month is we have to read as much as is possible salawat upon Muhammad wa ala Muhammad during this month. And the importance and greatness and reward of this salawat we will realize at the day of judgment. At the day of judgment, when we will have less good deeds, and when salawat will be put into that with our good deeds, so that will become heavy. So really, the salawat upon Muhammad wa ala Muhammad is a great favor to the. Another thing, other importance of this month, وَرْضُقْنِ حَجَّ بَيْتِكَ الْحَرَامِ فِي عَامِ هَذَا وَفِي كُلِّ عَامِ. As I told you earlier, the time of giving application, that was 15th of Shaaban. And the time of approval of those applications, that is Laylatul Qadr. The final approval will be given at Laylatul Qadr, the night. So this is the time when we have to request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, give me chance to come and visit Baytullah and Haram Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that dua, who will go for Hajj, that will be written during this month. That will be approved during this month. That's why we have to say this dua. And sometimes, you know, we are saying this dua, but we don't mean what we are asking. And even if we know what we don't want from the depth of our heart. Okay, I am saying, Allah, give me chance to go for Hajj, but I don't mean, I don't want even. There is no wish at all in my heart. So then that dua is nothing. From the depth of my heart, I don't want to go, then why am I asking? But if I am asking, then mentally I need to be prepared. I need to be sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when I am asking the dua, inshallah, I will accept. And as this dua must be read every year and every month of fasting, so it means we have to go every month, every year for Hajj. We should try our best. We should do dua, we should keep prepare ourselves. And then we have to wait for the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Hajj, when that is coming. And anything that will be spent on Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you back. Maybe before Hajj, maybe after Hajj. He is not keeping your expenditure you are doing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something, doing dua of Hajj, making niyat of Hajj, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing request again and again. So that is also dua of Hajj, niyat of Hajj, sincerity to go for Hajj, and calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us chance to go and do ziyarat of Baytullah, Haram-e Khuda, and Haram-e Rasulullah. And six of Imams are there in Medina. And Mursal Islam, Hazrat Abu Talib alayhi salam, Hazrat Khatijatul Kubra, they are in Makkah. And beyond everything, the Imam of Time is coming in every Hajj. And all pilgrims, they are observing, they are doing ziyarat of Imam Zamana. But majority of them, they are unable to recognize, yes, this is Imam Zamana alayhi salam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So that is the place, that is the season, that is the time. Well, Imam Zamana alayhi salam, Allah is waiting for you. Imam Zaman alayhi salam is waiting for you over there, and he has told you, I am there. Who is my follower? Who is my lover? Who should come and come over there and do my ziyarat? Or give me a chance to have to exchange a few words. How many of us are really willing to go to do ziyarat of Imam Zaman alayhi salam? And that is authentic narration from all Masumeen. Every year at the time of Hajj, Imam Zaman alayhi salam is over there. So here the words of dua are, وَرْضُقْنِ حَجَّ بَيْتِكَ الْحَرَامِ فِي عَامِ هَذَا وَفِي كُلِّ عَامِ. O Allah, give me opportunity to go for Hajj this year and every other year that will come in my life. وَغْفِرْ لِتِلْكَ الذُّنُوبَ الْعِظَامِ. And forgive all of my sins. The minor, the major sins, whatsoever is, you are the great. You are someone who promised that you will forgive. So I am there, I am requesting, please, my Lord, you are kind, so please forgive me and my sins. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُهَا غَيْرُكَ. And there is no one except you who can forgive. This is only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is going to accept tawbah. Nobody else, no one among the human being and among anything else, no one can forgive until unless there is permission by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person should be forgiven. Ya Rahman, Ya Allah, Allah, you know my thoughts, you know my emotions, you know my deeds, you know my sins, you know my shortcomings, you know from where I am coming, you know everything. But I have taken you as my Rahman, Lord. You are Rahman, so you are kind, you are merciful. So just for your mercy, just for your kindness, just for your greatness, please, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, forgive me during the nights of Ramadan, during the days of Ramadan, when the beats are tasbih, when the sleep is written as worship, when every worship, every ibadah will be accepted, when one verse of Quran is counted as whole recitation of whole Quran, when your good deeds are multiplied sometime by 10, sometime by 70, sometime by 700, sometime even beyond there. So really, the angels, they are every night they're calling, is there anyone who should stand up and converse with Allah? Do munajat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be His sincere servants. and also increase our tawfiq to be more sincere and to perform more deeds and more rituals during this month, salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Surah Al-Dahr, chapter 76, total verses are 31. Yesterday we started, and what is the fazilat, what are the benefits? Anyone who will read Surah Al-Dahr, other names of Surah Al-Ata and Surah Insan and Surah Abrar as well. So different names. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hal ata ala al-insan hinu min al-dahr lam yakun shay'an madhkura. So during the history, hinu min al-dahr, during the history, during the time, O insan, O mankind, O human being, you are nothing. You are not existing. So there are different interpretations how we were not existing. For example, when we were soul, and before souls we were not existing. When we were soul, we were existing, but again we were not existing. In the wombs of mother we were there, but still we were not there. And before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made human being from soil, from water. And when we were soil, we don't know where the particles of the soil we have been made, where that was. So when that was soil, we were not, at that time, we were not human being. We were not called insan. Lam yakun shay'un madhkura. We were not existing, we were soil. Or when in the form of water, so that was water, that was not me. And then, even after birth, we were nothing, nobody knows us. We were even not able to feed ourselves. There were others who were helping us. And sometime, lam yakun shay'un madhkura. So the people who are ignorant, who are jahil, so according next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so jahileen or juhala, they are nothing to be mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are ulama, or who are scholar, or who knows, who have marifat of tawheed and nabuwat, and who have the knowledge. So when we were ignorant, we were not knowing anything, at that time even we were lam yakun shay'an madhkura. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in first verse is challenging us, or telling us what is our reality. So usually the human being, they are arrogant, they are mutakabbir, they are proud of having different things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all is telling us the reality. O mankind, just think who you were. Even you were not existing at all. Then next verse says, inna khalaqna al-insana min nutfatin amshaj. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one thing is that how the mankind has been produced, has been born. So amshaj mean mixture, or something having many ingredients or many elements. And nutfa, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, O mankind, I have created you from nutfa. And that nutfa was also not a single element, that was also a mixture, or that was a compound of many things. Hazrat Ali alayhi salam said,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Those people who are arrogant, those who are mutakabbir, Ali alayhi salam is addressing them, O mankind, O the people, Have you imagined yourself? Your beginning is najis, your end is najis. Then for what you are arrogant and proud? So the mankind or the human being whose beginning is najis and the end is najis. When person dies, anyone who is going to touch the dead body is najis. Because the dead body is najis. And as Quran is saying, our beginning is from nutfa, that is also najis. Now, this nutfa, what is exact meaning of this? We don't know. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better. It could be the zygote. When sperm and egg, they meet and fertilization occurs. So, after fertilization, the zygote is formed. Maybe this nutfa is zygote. Because until zygote is not there, existence of a new baby is not there. Zygote is the first cell that has been formed from sperm and egg, from both parents. Then maybe nutfa means this, or maybe nutfa is that liquid that the male has, or maybe the eggs which are in the female. But as a whole, even if we see, when Allah says, لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا, even in the form of nutfa when we are, that is not current mankind. That is not a human being. Allah says, you are nothing even at that level. نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجْعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us نَبْتَلِيهِ, so that he should be tested. Mankind, the person should be tested. And for the test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us tools. And out of those tools, two of them have been mentioned here. سَمِيعًا وَبَصِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the power of listening and the power of sight and looking, seeing. So usually, anything we are going to do, that depends on our five senses. All of our actions and emotions and feelings and thoughts usually are dependent upon the senses, five senses. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned here, O the person, O the human being, O the man, O the woman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created you from nutfa, so you have been created for trial, for test, for azmaish. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided necessary tools for your guidance. You have brain, and that is your messenger by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You had many messengers, you had divine books. So, hadi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the divine books and your brain and the five senses have been granted to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the purpose of your creation is nabtalih. You will be tested. So inshallah, and next verse is also related with this. Inna hadainahu sabila. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided him. What is the right path? Inna hadainahu sabil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided him. What is the sabilullah? What is sirat mustaqim? Imma shakiram wa imma kafura. Oh, the person, oh, the human being, you must know you have been created for test, for almaish, for examination. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided you all tools. Now it is up to you. All sources of guidance have been provided to you. Now it is up to you. Imma shakira wa imma kafura. It is up to you. If you are going to be thankful person, you will be rewarded. And if you are going to be kafir, you are rejecting all divine guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are never listening to Allah and His work and messengers, and you are becoming kafir. Kafir is not only who are not accepting Allah and messengers, but those who are not doing good deeds, they are also coming in the same category. So it is up to us where we are going to stand. Best thing is, we should try our best to be shakir. We should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything. And practical thanks is, we have to perform good deeds. We have to perform wajibat. And we should keep ourselves away from muharramat or gunah, or the major sins, so that at the day of judgment, we should be able to stay with Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi salam. Just one request, tomorrow is the turn of Fazilat Abbas and he has some problem. If anybody else is happy to swap that iftari with him, tomorrow can do, and inshallah his turn Fazilat Abbas will do. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. اللهم صل على الحج الحسن صلوات عليه وعلى آبائه في هذا الصحاب وفي كل صحاب وليا وحافظا وقاعدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه الله لك الدوعة وتمتعه فيها طويلا فروردگار امام زمان علیہ السلام بجل ضرور فرما ہم سب کو اہل قرآن بنا فروردگار ہم سب کے سبیہ قبیلہ بنا معاف فرما جن مومن مومنات میں آج افطار کا اہتمام کیا گیا ان کے سبیہ قبیلہ بنا معاف فرما ان کے مرحوم کو بخش ان کے رزق روزی میں اضافہ فرما ان کی حاجات کو پورا فرما فروردگار امام زمان علیہ السلام کا جل ظہور فرما ہماری عبادات کو منظور و مقبول فرما.